This is an MUT Radio podcast.
We're also with the interim vice chancellor, Prof. Sona, is joining me this morning here at MUT Radio. Prof, yes. Welcome at MUT. Welcome on MUT Radio for the very first time. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Listen, Prof, I don't even want to ask, isn't this too major? Just the transition from the Eastern Cape to Durban, how is that for you?
You know, I have been working in different provinces. Mm. My first job actually was in Durban.
Mm.
At the what was then called it's now part of University of Natal.
Okay.
And then I then moved to Eastern Cape Unit, which is now WUSU. Then I went to TEFLOP, which is now University of Limpopo.
Yeah.
And then I went to UNISA, and I went back to UNITRA, stroke WUSU. Now I'm here. So, of course, I had to go through an adjustment. I had to tell myself that I'm going to a different space, and I must look forward to joining that new space, and I'm excited about being here.
Really excited to have you also here, Prof. Kumnandi Ukubakwakho apha. But just looking at MUT in general, it's a university situated elokishini. Yes, so location. So how are you, like, emotionally, physically, mentally, how prepared are you for MUT?
You know, I have had the opportunity to speak to a lot of people, some people from MUT, current and past.
Yes.
And the fact that MUT is part of UNLAS, to me, is not a big deal. It's actually, I think it's going to be interesting to see the dynamic there in terms of having a university right in the middle of a township. But I don't think it's something that really worries me.
Yes.
I think I'll adjust to it, and I'm looking forward to see how it goes, actually.
Definitely. We've also have the Ignite 2030 strategy, which is quite interesting, Prof. And just launching it, I know on the 13th we are launching the Ignite 2030 strategy, which is a new, I think it's not even a project, it's something that you're going to be carrying out through the 5 years. Excited about that?
Absolutely. I like the idea that it has integrated technology, which means that we are aware that we are a university of technology, therefore innovation is central to the work that we do. So for me, that's exciting, and that is why I said in my opening remarks that I would like to see us moving towards doing certain things that are technologically infused, such as our registrations, our financial processes, etc. So for me, that is exciting. It's also exciting also to see how far we can push the envelope in as far as research is concerned. What kind of collaborations are we going to be able to establish, and how are we going to assist our academics who are still pursuing their postgrad qualifications to give them the support that they require.
Yes. Before I let you go, Prof, I know you have a very long day, but you spoke about the 100-day plan for you, which is, I think it's something very close to your heart and something very important to you. Yes. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, you know, that, like I said, that 100-day plan is a way of also launching a new culture of engagement, where we are going to meet, me and my team are going to meet with different stakeholders, as from our students to convocation. And even beyond the 100 days, we're still going to engage with our internal and external stakeholders. But remember, we're just about to launch our strategic plan. We would like to know what the views of students are, the views of other stakeholders are, in as far as you know, the implementation of a strategy plan. So it's exciting for me.
Definitely exciting, Prof. And hopefully we'll be seeing you even on our MUT Radio studios at some point.
Yes,
and campus, we really appreciate having you. All the best, Prof.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. That was Prof. Sona joining us at MUT today.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.